On the show today, we have CUNA's very own Jim Nussel and CEO Awareness's Chris Lawrence talking about the evolution of the Open Your Eyes to a Credit Union campaign. Really good stuff here from Jim and Chris, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear kind of like the latest status, what's going on and what the plans are and coming out of the pandemic and all this type of stuff. So with that, Chris, I'm going to stick with you on the first one here. So where are we with the Open Your Eyes to a Credit Union campaign? Kind of what's the current status? What's growth? Anything you can report to us would be very helpful.
All right. I'm going to be a reporter. This is great. So awesome things. First of all, the pandemic was devastating, obviously, around the world. We added 10 states in 2020 to the campaign to bring us to a total of 24. And beginning in 21, we've now just added two more states. So Wyoming and Montana. Wyoming launched on Monday. So really exciting to be able to show we have continuous movement forward. We're talking with credit unions in Louisiana, in Colorado, in Alabama and Georgia about launching as well. So the interest is there. We're continuing to see consumers engage with the campaign. What's super exciting is during the pandemic, the campaign was running 365 days a year, 7 days a week. We did take a 62-day pause to retool the campaign early in the pandemic, and it really made the difference for us because we were able to just look at our campaign. It's a nimble campaign, so we're able to retool when we need to, respond to consumers as they are responding to the campaign, to be able to speak to them in a way and in images and in messages that are resonating with them.
Yeah, it's amazing how when you have something digital like this, you can really kind of turn on a dime. And that's exactly what you guys did through the pandemic. So kudos to you guys for doing that. And Jim, I want to talk to you kind of like a bigger picture here, your vision for Open Your Eyes in the beginning and then how it is now. How has it evolved, since then to now? What do you see? And then how is your vision involved here?
Yeah, we started by wanting to know what the problem was that we were going to solve, right? So what was the issue? And what we discovered is that there were many people who had heard of a credit union. So it wasn't just we've never heard of a credit union. It was more of a consideration issue, meaning there were some things that were standing in their way 3 years ago as we started to do our research. And that has been one of the consistent things throughout this, that we continue to do research and find out what's happening in the marketplace, and B, that these myths that have been out there have also been consistent. Yeah. One is that you're just too small, and the other is that you're too local. And those were two things that, and there were others, but those were the basic points that we heard. And I think if you combine that with the mega trends that are happening in financial services right now, and two that immediately come to mind is the huge proliferation in lenders. You can go just about anywhere to find a lender these days, some of them very legitimate, mm-hmm. that have regulators like credit unions that are insured, and some that you've never heard of before but are popping up all over. So proliferation of lenders and the generational divide in where they're going for financial services. Mm-hmm. The tradition of my generation and my parents' generation and maybe one just below us has been to credit unions, has been to banks, has been to those traditional financial services. But my son, he's going to Robinhood. I mean, you talk about young people, whether it's millennials or Gen X, they're going other places. And so we need to get the word out about credit unions. We want them to open their eyes to understand what a credit union is and that we're actually different. We're the original crowdsourcing platform for financial services. The difference, though, is that we're safe, we're sound, we're regulated, and we're insured, which most of these others are not. So that was the original vision. Mm-hmm. And yes, we hit a big bump. We kind of anticipated there was going to be a bump, though. I think we always thought there was going to be an economic recession mm-hmm. at some point in time. We didn't know there was going to be a global pandemic. But we knew that this was going to be a cyclical thing that we had to deal with. And I think we've rode through it quite well.
Yeah, I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth, because I was thinking about today's kind of like banking seems to be at a crossroads today with all the neobanks or all the challenger banks out there. And this message that Chris and his crew are putting out there has never been more important now to get out there, because, I mean, you know, how to have safety in banking, and a lot of these other challenger banks aren't that safe. So this message is huge right now, especially for the
The thing that we've discovered too is it blends really well with whatever a credit union is doing on the ground. So we're kind of the air cover. They're the ones who get them in the door and actually sell them on a product or a service and improving their financial well-being. So I think it blends really well as we've come to understand in those areas where we've opened the campaign. And that's why I think we're continuing to see launches even during the pandemic and even into 2021.
Yeah, no doubt. And that said, Chris, what kind of feedback have you gotten from credit unions so far on the campaign? And then how does that influence your messaging as you guys kind of, I don't want to say pivot again, but kind of massage the message a little bit to keep it timely.
Yeah, I will say, I mean, this is a really good opportunity to underline, you know, this is a campaign that was built by credit unions for credit unions. And so we listened to what our contributors had to tell us, and they needed more organic social media assets. So we developed those. They wanted to be able to have more, they're sort of the fingers on the pulse of what was happening with the campaign. So we developed smarter dashboards to be able to show, you know, what's happening with the campaign in their particular state. We continue to, you know, to listen. We have a marketing and industry insights group that's all credit unions, and they're all contributors. And so they're telling us, here's how we would use the campaign. Here's how we're using these assets. We now have a Facebook group where contributors are able to come together and share how they're engaging with the campaign and using it in their local marketplace, but sharing those ideas with each other. So it's a really great opportunity for us to learn by doing, but also to, before we do anything, is to ask, hey, if we try this, can we do a beta audience? Would you be willing to help us with this and see how it works? Or take suggestions directly from a credit union that says, hey, look what I did. You should make this available for the whole rest of the campaign. Mm-hmm. So during 2020, we did a number of enhancements based on credit union feedback to our locator listing on yourmoneyfurther.com. So we could have credit unions with the Join Now button be able to link directly to their Join Now digital application on their websites.
Oh, cool.
So while you've got this consumer engaged and they're looking for a credit union, why not make it completely digital and have it go directly to their Join Now to be able to bring that member right in the door? So those are the types of pieces of feedback that we get from credit unions about the campaign, and we try to use them as most often.
Yeah. And Jim, I mean, what challenges have you guys faced, and any examples to share? And then how have you overcome them? Because obviously we had a big challenge last year, you know, 12, we're still coming out of it, but were there any other challenges?
The first biggest challenge is we've never done this before, right? I mean, so credit unions, it's interesting. We all love credit unions. That's why we're in this space. But we also know, talking to our brothers and sisters, that we like to always do what we've always done because it seems to always work. And what we discovered the last 5 to 10 years is that it hasn't been working, that we've been losing momentum, and particularly in the area of consideration. Not so much, credit unions still do a great job and word of mouth still works. And in the communities where they are, they're still, you know, number one or top of the heap when it comes to financial services. But as we look into generations in the future, we're not seeing that same momentum. And so making a change. So one thing is just we've never done it before. The second is, and this is an interesting one that always floors me, is that, well, I don't see the campaign. That's one thing that some will say.
I've heard that too.
The campaign.
Yeah.
And I love telling them, guess what? You're not the target audience. I mean, we're targeting people who are in the market for financial services who are just looking around. Well, most of our people aren't looking around. They're looking in credit unions, right? Yeah. So that's why we're targeting it at 20 to 55-year-olds. We're targeting it on their smartphone, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're doing that because that's where they're consuming most of the information about financial services these days. And so we're hitting them digital, and we're doing it in a way that is targeted. And so I know at first probably a lot of the old guard when it comes to marketing, well, they didn't quite understand what we were up to. I think as we've gone to, for instance, the CUNA Marketing Council, as we've gone out and talked to folks, I think they've come along, even though it wasn't their idea. People like things that were their idea, right?
Sure.
But even though it wasn't their specific idea, what they've seen is their idea, their marketing campaign blends so well with the Open Your Eyes campaign that there's this synergy that creates momentum for new members. And that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, this isn't a Super Bowl advertising campaign, right, Chris?
I no. mean,
this is something that can, you know, you guys can.
Although it could work there. I mean, that's the beauty of this. It works on a metro bus. It works on a train station. It works. I mean, if a plane wants to fly it around as a banner around Daytona Beach, that would work. It works in a lot of different places. The place it works best is when people are looking for financial services. And when they're doing that is typically on their phone.
Yeah. And that said, I mean, thank you for bringing that up, Jim. I mean, and Chris, I mean, what are the plans coming out of the pandemic now that things are kind of starting to open up a little bit more and people can breathe again, basically. So what are some plans as we come out of this?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, the great thing about the campaign, again, is it's been very nimble, but it's reminding credit unions how to use the campaign. So, you know, we've come out with new content and things, but it's connecting the digital presence, the air cover, with their physical presence that the credit union then delivers locally. So on the buses, on the billboards, you know, wherever they want to use that. So, you know, as a marketer, you know, I've been a marketer, chief marketing officer for a really long time. You know, when you're getting to the point where you're just about sick of hearing about it, is just about the time that consumers are really starting to feel it and starting to engage with it. So now's not the time to change the campaign, because we're still launching and consumers are still heavily engaging. So I love to tell the idea around, we've had 6 million people visit Your Money Further. The 4 million of those visited from July 1st of 2020 to the end of March.
Wow.
You know, that's a tremendous amount of volume. And they're spending time on the webpage, and we're retargeting them, and they're coming back and spending even more time on the webpage. So they're using the locator. So we're doing the right thing, and we have to change consideration and awareness before anything is going to happen. You have to get them to think credit union, so that the credit union's marketing that they're doing, all the postcards and all the other things that are going out there, if in their heads they think they can't join, or that they think that the credit union might not be as available to them or as accessible to them, then they're not going to pay attention to the postcard. So we need to be able to get them to open their minds to the idea that a credit union is something that they can belong to and have a lifelong relationship with.
Yeah. And speaking of that, I mean, is there a timeline for the campaign? Is this something that's going to continue to evolve over time as technology changes, as marketing practices changes? And obviously the digital isn't going anywhere. It's only going to get more and more prevalent. So is there a timeline as well, Chris?
I have probably another 12 years to work, so it's going to be at least that. But it truly is. I mean, this is credit union supported, and it's driven by credit unions, and we're going to drive it as long as credit unions are going to support it. And it's truly an amazing thing that to be able to connect with credit unions to say, what you're doing is important, but creating the next level of, or the next engagement of the next generation of credit union members is even more important. And doing what you're doing from a direct response marketing campaign is not going to reach into the stratosphere and pull the 56% of Americans that are not members into your marketing funnel. So we're doing something different to have a different result.
Yeah, I see it kind of like owning a home that you want to make better. It's never done. You're always working on it to make it better. So, and this seems like it's just that. You're always making this better, and it's going to bode well for credit unions. And Jim, what kind of goals? What are you guys, what's the ultimate achievement here? Obviously, gain members, loan, all that good stuff. So what are the achievements that you guys want to achieve here or gain here?
Well, Chris could probably tell you better about how we're moving the needle. One of the things we want to do is move the needle on consideration. And Minnesota and North Carolina are two examples of states that we were in early and were able to to gauge how the needle is moving. And we've seen an uptick in non-member. So if you're, these are folks who are not a member of a credit union, how did their consideration move? And it's up 5%. Now, some may say, well, I don't know, is 5% worth this or worth that? What's the ROI? Yeah, I think you can always make those kinds of arguments. We're actually, based on the firms that, that we have employed, our experts, they tell us that's phenomenal.
Yeah,
and to do it over the short period of time gives us, I think, a lot of hope that needle moving is certainly something that is a goal that needs to be continued. Mm-hmm. I think the other part of it, though, is the question you just asked. What's the timeline? The timeline is evergreen, meaning we hope this is something that's permanent. It will outlast the three of us, meaning that credit unions believe in themselves, believe in the differentiation in the marketplace so much, believe that a portion of income should go to this this effort, this project, to tell the story about the credit union difference and connect people who don't know about credit unions. And I think when we started, if I'm being honest, was I convinced this was, people were going to jump in and make this a now a three-year project? I mean, we hoped it was, but you know, that was certainly something we weren't completely sure about, and now it continues to grow. The second was, would it be able to withstand a gut punch like a recession? Yeah. Like I say, is what we were thinking.
Yeah.
Well, it hit a gut punch of a recession and an international global pandemic. So I think it has withstood that. Mm-hmm. The third is going to be, though, the next one that I guess I'm worried about is just fatigue. Are people going to get just tired of telling our own really fantastic story? And I think that's a concern that we should all have, that the first people who get tired of telling their important story are the people themselves that are living it. We think it's table stakes to do the kinds of things in financial well-being, or to help a customer, help a member or a consumer that walks in, a new customer that walks in for the very first time. Mm-hmm. We think it's table stakes to be involved in your community. All of those things, people helping people, we think is table stakes, and we don't have to tell the story. Right. And it is so not true. If we stop telling the story, somebody else is going to grab it try and co-opt it for themselves. And we see that, as we were just talking, with the proliferation of non-regulated neobank, neo-financial services that is out there.
Yeah. And Chris, I want to ask you the same question. Achievements, goals here moving forward?
So bigger vision is, how do you take the paid digital campaign that we're doing now and find the other outlets, the other things that will work? So we're right now dabbling and experimenting with social influencers. So if you think about, we're out looking at personas, people that are specifically, that we've now learned are interested in our marketing and our paid digital campaign. And we're looking for lookalikes, those people who are that are like them, that are also responding. So we've gone from two personas now to five, which is great. But what happens if you go pivot from the paid digital and move into social influencers? So those people who already have audiences, large audiences, and begin to put credit union in front of them. So we're going to be doing something this summer with Financial Feminist. We're going to sponsor a course that they teach, a series of 10 courses that they teach over the summer. And we're going to partner with them to be able to put credit unions in front of people who really want to do better with their money, and continue to move down that path to not disrupt what we're being very effective delivering, which is paid digital, but to add and figure out where's the next thing that we need to be in to continue to put credit unions in front of consumers.
Oh, this is fantastic stuff, guys. I could talk about this all day, but you guys have jobs to do, so I don't want to keep. I don't want to monopolize your time. But thank you so much. Anything else to wrap up here, Jim? Any final words of wisdom here to keep this?
I would just say, if you're interested in more information, CUNA.org/awareness. That's where you go to get a lot, or YourMoneyFurther.com. Those are the places that you can get a lot of good information. Give us a call if you've got any more than that, but we really need to help. We already have over 1,000 contributors to this. As Chris said, we're in 26 states now. We're really going strong, but we could certainly go even stronger, and that's where all of you come in. So we need your help. We need your support.
Yeah, we need all 50 states unless Washington, D.C. becomes a state, then we need 51, right?
That's right.
We could launch them first before they become states.
You're right there.
Even better.
Chris, any final words? Anything else to wrap up here?
Just thank you very much for the opportunity. It's always good to get to be able to speak to credit unions and talk about the campaign.
Indeed. Yeah. So important stuff because there's so many distractions out there, like we said earlier. So good that credit unions are keeping the word out there and all this good stuff. So you guys are doing a great job. Appreciate the time as always. Look forward to the next chat, gentlemen. Keep up the good work. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Good to talk to you.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.